Welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today I want to talk a little bit about just this trend we're seeing of people growing up in the church and not having a habit of reading the Bible or not having the habit of knowing what is in the Bible. And this is an important discussion because we have this epidemic of kids leaving the church. And I personally think the biggest reason this happens is because of all these children's church programs we have going along. We've taught them from the time they were babies that church has to be fun. And then when they get into the adult service, it's no longer fun. But all of the fun they were doing generally distracted from doing things like reading the scriptures and pointed us more towards entertainment rather than pointing us towards something like digging into the scriptures themselves, even though we might push Awanas, which is, you know, a lot of memory verse memorization and things like that. But even still, there wasn't a drive to read the scriptures. There was a drive to memorize single verses. And so this week, a Jets quarterback, Justin Fields, says he's now, quote, addicted, end quote, to reading his Bible and letting scripture guide his life. This was an excellent article here I'm reading from the Christian Post. And in this one here, what he says down here is that his daily habit of reading the Bible has deepened his faith and shifted his focus from public approval to God's guidance. And this is another important point, is that as believers, we should be far more concerned with guiding ourselves through the Holy Spirit as informed by reading the scriptures than we should ever be concerned about other people's opinions, even if those are opinions are people in your church. I mean, you could be like this guy, going to church his whole life and never once really reading the Bible or having an interest in doing so. Well, you know, if that's your case, I don't really want that person's opinion either, even though they may go be a churchgoer. Now, a guy, I have a friend who digs into the scriptures more than anybody I know. I've known several friends like that over the years. In fact, any one of them, I'd value their opinion in a heartbeat because I know that everything they do is reflected from learning from the Word of God. But that's what he says over here. He says that I think I used to let other people's opinions shape mine, Fields told reporters, but you can't do that because you'll start thinking like those opinions. I'm glad I've grown out of that stage, and I'm glad that the only approval I need now is from my teammates, my coaches, and ultimately to God. And so, of course, some people are pointing this out as a bad thing, addiction. I think, though, he uses the word addicted, so I don't think that's too far out of the way. He says, though, in a quote, I've been getting closer to God, reading the Bible every day, building that relationship. Now, that's what I thought was really good about this article, is that he's getting closer to God not by the ooey-gooey feelings that he has. He's getting close to God by reading the scriptures. That is the only way we get close to God. Now, I say it a lot. Now, prayer is critically important, and we have to pray. But prayer gives us the heart of God. The scripture gives us the mind of God. We have to have both for the appropriate Christian growth. We have to both have the mind of God and the heart of God. And so he says, there's so much wisdom and so many great lines I didn't even know about. Honestly, I'm a low-key addicted to getting my Bible every day just because I learn something new every day and I'm able to apply it every day. This is very important, and I would encourage everybody every day. I start every day reading the scriptures. Now, this year I'm reading it slowly. I will only be targeting reading the Bible cover to cover twice this year. Last year I did four times. I thought it was a little bit too busy with the other things I had on my schedule. But twice, you know, every single day I get up about, read about 20 minutes. That gets me twice through the Bible this year, cover to cover. And that's the thing he's doing, is you get in and you get into that habit. It doesn't have to be in the morning either. It can be in the evenings. I used to do it when I was in graduate school. It was during my lunch break. I would take 1 hour. I'd study the Bible and other things. I'd do that during my lunch break. Same thing as a college professor. I would take the lunch break, close the office down, no interruptions. And that was really time that I spent with God. So it really kind of depends on where and how it best fits. But every single day, find that time. Now, I also like pointing out, when you're getting into the scripture daily, you want to get one of your read-throughs. You should spend 20 minutes just reading through it. In 20 minutes, for the average person reading the Bible, is going to read it all the way through one time, Genesis to Revelation, cover to cover. And your objective there is not to stop and learn and deep dive. Oh, that's so amazing. I'm going to stop and do this for 25 minutes. You will never read the Bible. And you have to read the Bible. Every year, read the Bible at least once. More if possible, at least once. Then you have to find times to do those deep dive studies. You need to find time to have more in-depth study. And that's one of the things that that you need to do here. He says, for those unaware where to start, he recommends the book of Proverbs. Fields, who grew up going to church, added he regrets not developing that habit earlier. So he grew up going to church and didn't have a habit of reading the Bible. That tells you the problem of our current world. As I was sleeping on the Bible earlier in my life, he said, I wish I'd started sooner. I encourage everyone to just read a little bit and go from there. Critically important. Critically important. Every day, read a little bit. And notice what he says there. I was sleeping on my Bible. This is the model of the average church. The average person in a church. You go to church. Church is your time. There you go. I've done God. Even though many churches, now the church I attend regularly when I'm here in Pennsylvania is expositional. We go through large chunks, large chapters at a time. So we'll do like half a chapter at a time. So last week we're kind of wrapping up Mark. I think we were on 14 or 15. I think we were on Mark 14. And we did half of Mark 14 expositionally, went through the entirety of it. So over the course, if you go to that church all the time, you will are right now just finishing Mark, and you will have gone through the whole of the book of Mark. That's rare in modern churches. Modern churches, oh, that's just too slow. That's just too boring. I've got to be exciting. And so they put together all these life help application things and all sorts of topical series. And those topical series, the big problem is they have a verse here and here and here and here and here. There's no real cohesion. It becomes an extension of this one verse culture we're so used to. But the average person going into the average church today, they think that they're doing well. They don't have time reading their scriptures daily. The average person doesn't sit down and spend some extra detailed time studying. Even going to groups, the groups are following the same model of the church, life application, DVD studies, or Lord forbid, the Chosen. But all that being said, the challenge is the average person goes to church, raised their entire life in church. They might be encouraged to memorize individual verses, but there's never been this solid desire to go verse for verse through the scripture, understanding it. The Bible is not like the Proverbs, he says. It's not individual disjointed statements, verse here, verse there. It is about a cohesive story about the Savior and what that means to follow him in our life. He says the commitment is reflected. Okay, now he has talks about getting tattoos on himself. I'm sorry, the scripture does specifically tell us not to mark ourselves up. We'll probably have a fight about that in the comments down below. But, you know, if you're, don't adopt the things of the culture. Let's start with that. We'll just go there. That's a can of worms that probably shouldn't open. But effectively, he is pointing people towards getting into reading the scriptures daily. And that is the most important thing to do. Two factors. Read the scriptures daily. Pray daily. Get in the mind of God. Get into the heart of God. With that, you will have a walk that is worthy of being called a disciple of Christ. Let me know your thoughts on all that down below. Have a look at the website, ourwalkinchrist.com. Thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.